It's been almost a year since Colorado voters approved Amendment 64, which paved the way for the use and sale of recreational marijuana. Brian Vicente is with the group Sensible Colorado and one of the lead architects of that effort. He's now heading up the campaign pushing for new taxes.
This is the right thing to do to have these taxes on these marijuana sales to not only fund the oversight, to really fulfill the promise of taxing this product.
Amendment 64 required an excise tax, and part of that money would be for school construction. The exact amount was left up to state lawmakers. They settled on 15%. But they went one step further, adding a 10% sales tax to help pay for regulation. And this is where the marijuana community is split. Rick Ritter is with the Committee for Responsible Regulation.
If you don't use it, you won't pay it.
If you're not a marijuana smoker, the knee-jerk reaction is that this doesn't affect you, but that's not right. This affects everybody, because of the reemergence of the underground market, whether you use marijuana or not.
Attorney and marijuana advocate Robert Corey is the treasurer for the No on Proposition AA campaign. He says a 10% statewide sales tax is too steep, especially when many local communities will have their own separate sales taxes.
There's no evidence that we need these taxes to regulate marijuana. The numbers were picked arbitrarily. It's just a money grab by government.
But state lawmakers, including Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver, says they tried to strike the right balance. Still, Stedman says it's a work in progress because it's the first regulated marijuana market in the country.
And so what you see in Proposition AA is really our best attempt to get this started on the right foot. Some of the assumptions and projections are going to need to be revisited down the road when we get this up and running and see, you know, what really volume of sales is, what's going on competitively.
As far as the marijuana industry is concerned, Brian Vicente of Sensible Colorado says most members are behind the tax.
I mean, it is just kind of common sense. If we're going to sell this product like alcohol, we need to pay for regulators like alcohol.
Vicente says the owners of retail marijuana businesses also want to show federal regulators they're serious and want to be taxed just like everyone else. Supporters of Proposition AA have significantly more cash on hand than opponents, like Robert Corey's group. Corey says the tax debate is healthy, and it's not unusual to have disagreements within the marijuana world.
The marijuana community is rarely unified on anything. I mean, they have very diverse opinions. They're free thinkers. They're not pigeonholed easily.
Proposition AA has polled well and is expected to easily pass this fall. And if it did fail, lawmakers say they'd have to come up with money for enforcement from somewhere else. Recreational marijuana shops are slated to open in some Colorado communities on January 1st. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.